Hello, everyone. Welcome to Blood Rituals. I'm your host, Nicole Fernandez, and today we have a very special episode because this is the start of a very special season. I'm calling it Season 2 of Blood Rituals Talk Show Edition because not only are we going to have multiple guests throughout this whole entire season, but we're going to start it off with one of the best fucking conversations I've had in about... for the last, like, couple months between my very, very, very good friend Chris and my man Cooper, because I've been seeing him for quite some time now. We're going to be talking about paranormal experiences that Chris experienced whenever he was on a mission, whenever he was 18. He was a Catholic missionary for a short period of time. And we're going to be talking about Star Wars. We're going to be talking about sex pills. And so much fucking more. And not to mention, we're definitely going to be talking about religion because there's a lot of shit that we just kept on coming up. It was a great discussion. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. And go ahead and remember that, actually, I really want to announce to everyone that I am in the process of writing a poetry collection and trying to get it published. It's called Bipolar Bisexual. So if you do want to follow me on social media, please go ahead. My username for my writing page is NicoleFernandez_Reno. And then my main account is Geenocologist, sort of like a gynecologist, but Ed Gein. So yeah, enjoy the show, you guys.
Because now I'm thinking
about
it. Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
This paranormal life is about two fucking like English or Irish comedian fucking dudes, and what they do is they try to debunk paranormal stuff or say it's true. They're purely a witness saying, hey, we believe this is true or we believe this is fake. And they're fucking hilarious. God damn it, they're comedians. They're like natural born comedians. You know, the funny fucking people, and they're them. And
that's
they're just,
why they're probably Irish, because The British aren't funny.
They're not funny.
The British aren't funny.
They can't do anything right, and I hate them.
There's no humor to them. They were bored.
The only good humor is Monty Python.
I love Monty Python. I love shitting on the Brits. I don't care for anything they do.
Yeah. So did George Washington.
I was all, I was hanging out with my friend. She's native. And I was all, have the Brits done like anything cool for themselves that they didn't steal from anybody? And she's all, like beans and toast. I don't fucking know. Like
and
nothing.
Cockney accent.
It's so
who
gross.
Developed
I know.
That?
It's like you could listen to Adele sing and she's beautiful, but when you hear her speak, it's rough.
Isn't that true with all women though?
Except for Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
Beautiful all the time.
But it's like Adele goes up to accept her awards and she's like, oh, fine key. Get off stage.
It's funny because Russell Brand gets made fun of for how he talks, but he talks how he talks, homie. You have ugly speech. Like, fuck.
Honestly.
Anyways, here's a dab pen.
Oh, cool.
Keep it down low. Press the button and inhale. Don't do it too hard. Let the smoke come to you, basically. Okay. So, while you're doing that, anyways.
Start the story over.
Yeah. So
tell me what happened.
Very first time I ever had anything paranormal happen to me that I really recognized, right? I was about 10 years old, I think. And I found this fascination with Mother Mary, right? Mother of Jesus. Obviously, I'm tattooed up with the Mother Mary.
Yeah.
And the reason I am so much because I believe that she saved me from the bullshit I was doing, right? But anyways, I had this poster of Mother Mary up on my bed, and I'm just chilling, and it's a weekend. I remember it, and because I wasn't in school. I was just chilling. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I just get this fucking panic, like nobody's business. Like, my heart's racing, right? And I'm like, what the fuck, man? And I start almost feeling like almost like anxiety, right? And I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on, right? And I'm like, I need to go see my mom. And I couldn't fucking get up. And I'm like, ah, fuck. Okay, all right. So what do I know what to do? And
like,
I was
paralyzed?
Like, I just couldn't fucking move.
Sleep paralysis.
I just could not feel. I'm not even asleep.
Oh, shit.
I'm not even asleep. I'm wide fucking awake. I know I'm wide awake. Like, I'm talking and shit. Like, I'm wide awake, right? but I can't fucking do anything. And then my poster literally fucking melts in front of me. Like, the image off of it, the poster's still there, but the image just melts down. And I get this fucking just like, I need to scream, I need to do something, I need to fucking get out of here. And I couldn't fucking do anything. And I could just feel myself start to cry. I'm like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden, this black, like, I could just, like, remember, like, goo almost, grabbed my fucking leg, and then I freaked out, and I was able to stand up, and then run into my mom's room, and I fucking cried and freaked the fuck out. And it fucking petrified me for the longest time that I didn't want to touch anything that had to deal with religion or spirits or anything around that. I just was terrified. I was like 10 years old. I was like 10 years old when that happened. And so, like, I don't know, I just kind of always felt that after that, like, oh shit, there really is something else, because that, not that that couldn't be explained. You can easily say that's sleep paralysis. You can easily say this and this and this. But you can't tell me how I felt then. You can't tell me how the fucking fear and the petrified everything that was there.
Yeah, exactly. And, I don't deny it for a second. Yeah, I'm sure, like, you would love a real answer.
Exactly.
It would put you at ease if you knew what the fuck it was.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I don't deny it happened to you one bit.
Yeah, so, and that's like the kind of fucking thing that I get in my head about. I'm like, did I believe that? Did I witness that? Like, I don't know. So anyways, fast forward a few years later, right? Much years later, right? I become a Catholic missionary solely because, like, I knew I have a gift at talking. Like, solely that's it, right? And I was passionate about it, what I was doing. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go take what I believe and try to help others, right?
How old were you?
I was 18. Yeah, I was 18 years old. And so we go to this NET ministry. So basically what is it? It's a young Catholic adults teaching young Catholics or Christians or whoever, young people in general, right? It doesn't have to be Catholic, Christian, whatever. We're there to just help people, right? Much of my talks were like, a lot of my talks with these young teens were like, yo, I want to have sex with my girl. And I'm like, well, one, and this is getting into like a lot of conversations of like Catholicism and everything, but like, you shouldn't. But two, do you fucking really want to? Because let me tell you from experience, bro, you're going to fucking try to fuck this girl. You're going to have a good old time with her. She's going to break your heart, and you're going to feel fucking worse because you slept with her, dude. And you're 16, homie. Focus on important shit. And I think it was more important for them to hear it from, like, somebody who
they
looks like me.
They can relate to. Yeah. They can relate to. And exactly. I feel that so hard.
Right?
When I was in corrections, I looked like this.
Yeah, exactly.
And exactly. I was tripping fools out. They're like, fucking, they'd see me, you know, look at this fucking, look at the paint job on this fucking CO, you know? And then where I really felt it was when I worked in with the juveniles.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, and I'm telling them, and I'm cool, you know? So, like, these kids are telling me, you know, the shit that they did to get in here and all this shit. And I'm telling them my experiences with fucking drugs and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're like, man, I never met a CO that's telling me that he dropped acid before and shit like this. And I'm like, listen, yeah, go ahead.
He's at nicotine. I'm fucks
like,
him up.
Listen, yeah, dude, it's like, I'm telling these kids, I'm like, dude, I was a kid just like you,
exactly.
You know? It's like, and.
And it is hard to hear from a fucking white collar, fucking tied up, buttoned
exactly.
Up, like, hey,
somebody,
don't do bad.
Exactly. Somebody who's never.
Fuck you, homie.
Exactly. Somebody who's never experienced the shit, you know? Maybe you've just been a straight fuck your whole life, just an L7, you know? Your whole life. You don't know. You can't relate
right?
to these people, but.
Exactly.
Dude, when. I felt it, dude. When you relate to them, but I'm like, dude, there's a point where you, like, gotta grow the fuck up, because I like money. You know?
Yeah.
And I, you know, yeah. I like doing shit.
Yeah.
And
your freedom is fucking real.
I sure as fuck don't want to be in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You should see when I go up. I do like the new hire orientation speech for our newer hires at Tesla.
Really?
I do. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you should see every fucking time I come up, because I'm usually dressed in like a button up kind of cholo-ish, and I have my LA hat and everything or whatever, and I walk up. And I'm like, yo, I'm the supervisor. And they, every time I see people's mouth like, what? And I'm like, see, yo, just don't chill. I mean, don't trip. Like, this place
exactly.
is chill. Like,
to
you know,
be a positive
yeah.
role model, but you, like,
but
they
I'm still
need to
me,
relate to you.
But
exactly.
I'm still me, too.
Yeah.
Like,
you
can't
know?
Be a positive role model to somebody who doesn't relate to you at all.
Right,
you're
yeah.
not their role model, not your role model.
Yep. And that's like, I clown on my bosses a little bit. because I clown on everybody. I ain't gonna treat you any fucking different because you hold a position over me. You're a person, and you know what? You a kind of fucked up looking person too. Like, you know, like, I'll clown on you if I want to, because I'm relating to you, you know, as a human.
And not only that, you fucking stand your ground whenever people piss you off too, and you don't know how like not be like that, and that's just how it has to be,
right?
And it was weird being like, I was white privilege as fuck. Uh-huh. And then I was working in law enforcement when this whole civil rights shit, like, popped off. Man. And I'd, like, truly shattered my fucking, my white privilege.
Your fucking reality
cloak.
That
yeah,
you had,
dude.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you know, I get into a heated, like, screaming match with the dude I'm in a fucking carpool with, because I'm like, yeah, we're talking about George Floyd. And he's like, oh, you saw the fucking coroner report, like, he's innocent. And I'm like, oh, so you're telling me that coroner report said he wasn't fucking healthy enough to get strangled for fucking 8 minutes?
Yeah.
And we're screaming at each other in the fucking parking lot, dude. And I was like, dude, I can't even fucking work with you because I don't even think you think rationally. Like, are we supposed to have each other's fucking backs out there? Because I think you would just let me fucking die.
The truth comes out, for real.
Well, dude, it got crazy, dude. And it was so much more than a job. And I was all, dude, I don't like being here.
Yeah.
I have to get the fuck out of here.
But continue. Fucking missionaries.
So, anyways, yeah, I was a missionary. Yeah.
No, you're okay.
I digress. So, I was a Catholic missionary.
Sorry.
Anyways, we get placed, it was called a host home, right? So, it's people who host us. And it's just anybody who's nice in the community, just wants to help us out, right? And, well, obviously, sometimes they have ties to churches and this and that. But, like, one of my favorite ladies were these two old black ladies who were a dentist and a doctor, right? And let me tell you, I'm digressing again real quick. But it's still on par because it's on net. So anyways, these two little old black ladies, and I know they were black before I even talked to them, because I called them up and said, hey, we're looking for your house, but all we see that is the big apartment complex. And she's like, ooh, honey child, that is our home. We bought it together. Get in here, girl. And I was like, what the fuck am I getting into right now?
I don't know, that warms my heart. Like, this sounds so welcoming.
Yeah, it was welcoming. Yeah. Dude, we walked in and it smelled like heaven because they had all the food cooking. They said, and typical, like, the fried chicken, the collard greens, the mac and cheese. It was amazing, right? But the best part, you walk into the house, apartment. They renovated this apartment or whatever condo it was. Big fucking picture of black Jesus, and I love it. It is the best picture I have ever seen. I wanted it so badly. It was just amazing. And they made sure you saw it too, because they were just so proud. They're like, you see my Jesus, honey? You see my Jesus? And I was like,
Jesus. I always love that joke. It's like the biggest miracle Jesus did was being a white man in fucking the Middle East.
For real. Yeah, ain't that the fucking truth? So anyways, we get placed what's called host homes, right? So we get placed, me and my teammate, we got placed in a host home together. Now, we're both young, but we both talked about what we vibed like in spirituality. Like, we can just kind of feel stuff, right? Yeah, you kind of sense things, right? So anyways, we're staying in this little kid's room because it's the only space they have. It's a very modest house, a very modest family. Your typical mom, dad, two really well-respectful kids, everything. It was like your typical family, right? Very modest. So anyways, we're staying in their bedroom, bunk bed. I'm on the top bunk. My buddy David's on the bottom bunk. And we're having a conversation back and forth, whatever. And all of a sudden, he just stops talking. And I'm like, David, you good, bud? And then the bed just starts shaking. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it just gets ice fucking cold, right? Like, it's ice, it's fucking ice cold, right? And I'm looking down at him on the top bunk, and he's just crying. And I'm like, what the fuck, David, what's going on? And he just starts praying. I'm like, what the fuck? And I swear on everything, I just see something in the corner just standing there. And I get tingles now just fucking talking about it, right?
Did you feel like it was malevolent?
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
It was bad energy
all around.
Okay.
Which is what freaked me out, because I'm in such a good home. Like, I know I'm in a very nice home. These are good people. I know they're good people. Like, and like, going back onto the what I can feel, like, They were welcoming, they were loving, they were everything that you want to be around, right? And this feeling is not what you want to be around, right? Ice fucking cold. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm trying to get to my rosary, which is actually under my pillow, and it's like fucking dragging a goddamn boulder with my arm trying to grab my rosary. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? My mind is trying to comprehend logically what is going on. But I, like, logically, something weird was fucking happening, right? And I'm trying to rationalize it. I'm trying to be like, hey, no, this is just normal, right? But the bed is shaking. The fucking, there's something in the goddamn corner, and I can't grab my fucking rosary. So what I start doing is I just start saying the St. Michael the Archangel prayer, right? Say, and if you know anything about St. Michael or whatever, he's the one that banished Satan from heaven, right? So I started just praying the St. Michael prayer. Fucking 10 minutes goes by, I cannot fucking move. And we see this, and my buddy's down there crying. 10 fucking minutes. And I'm sitting there freaking the fuck out. Finally, I'm able to grab my rosary, and I just start praying the rosary, right? And about, I would say, a couple seconds after that, we were just stopped. Nothing was there, nothing was... It just felt like we were in the normal room again. Like, that feeling didn't even exist. It was the weirdest thing. I wasn't scared anymore. I wasn't afraid to be in that room anymore. But 10 seconds ago, I was fucking petrified. Right. I was, you know, and that's what freaked me out even more is like, why when I do that, why am I comfortable still? Why, logically, I should still be scared, right? There's a intruder in a room that I don't even fucking belong in. And, you know, I should still be scared, right? But I wasn't. I was just chill. And my buddy went to sleep. I went to sleep. I woke up the next morning and we both fucking talked about it. So I knew I wasn't dreaming. Because he talked about it, right? So if he and I both fucking talked about it, but he's on the bottom bunk crying his fucking eyes out, and I'm up there trying to move, like...
God, that would make me feel so much better. Like, dude. I'd be like, man, did I see that?
Yeah.
I gotta go to the hospital right now. Do I gotta...
And, you know, like, I'm doing everything I can to stay sane in the sense of, like... Am I doing self-fulfilling prophecies? I'm a Catholic missionary. Do I want to see shit? You know, But no fucking way did me and him both feel that and that not be something.
Right.
Fucking something. I don't know what, but it was not friendly. That's what I know. So anyways, you said it very well. I don't back down, right? I don't back down. I don't like to back down if I know I'm in the right, right? Or whatever that may be. So my team is 6 men, 6 women. So we're traveling down to, I can't remember where, but it's going to be another host area. So we're going to go stay at a abandoned convent that has been de-sanctified, right? So they basically, it's just a normal building now.
How do you de-sanctify a building? Like,
there's a certain rite you can do. So there's like it's called the Book of Rites, I believe. And it's just been passed down from the beginning of the church down and down and down. It's called, but yeah, there's like a book of rites, basically. Kind of like you ever seen when priests do exorcism and stuff?
Yeah.
It's out of a book of rites that they're going to do that. I believe. I may be mistaken because I'm a little inebriated. But whatever.
Fine.
So, anyways, they desanctified it. So now it's just a building, if you will. But the thing that always fucking sketched me out was they didn't say that the sisters moved out. They said it was an abandoned convent. So that was like always kind of in the back of my mind. I was like, oh, okay, a little weird. So whatever, we go in there, daylight is cool. The girls were going to sleep in like the living room area. And the dudes, we were all going to sleep in like the foyer. Oh, no, we were sleeping in the chapel. And the chapel still had pews in it, like the typical wooden pews, right? Everything was cool. Everything was gravy. We were all having a fucking good time. We went and did our retreat for the young people. It was all done, and the dudes were actually going to sleep with the group of young men for the night, right? So we could say a prayer with them and just kind of make sure they're a bunch of high schoolers. We don't want them fucking around either. They're a bunch of high schoolers with hormones with the girls in the library right there. So also, I'm going to stay there and make sure they don't fuck around because I also was a young, dumb kid. I know what the fuck is going on, right? So anyways, my buddy David and I, different David, there's two Davids on my team. The first David was a skinny, kind of tiny, string-bringing-looking motherfucker. I love him, though. That's not a diss on him. He's just a smaller-built dude. This other dude is a big, chunky motherfucker, red hair, flaming red hair, eccentric as all can be.
Oh, like, you can't look like that and not have a personality.
Yeah, exactly. And his personality. Like, let me tell you, This dude literally had to go to the hospital because I accidentally gashed him open with a fucking hatchet while we were fucking around, right? Like, I will show you the picture.
Why were you fucking around with a hatchet?
I didn't know the hatchet was there. It was in the bag. It was in the bag, and I was swinging the bag, and it caught him. And then we were all, I guess he went to go help put up the, like disassemble the retreat and shit. And all of a sudden, he's, like, picking shit up, and he's a big boy, so his shirt comes up, too. And everybody's looking at, like, David, you're fucking bleeding, dude. And I, let me show you the picture. He was bleeding. It was gnarly.
Jesus.
Yeah, this dude.
You look at it first because I get squeamish. If it's bad, don't show me.
Okay. Let's see. It's not as bad as I'm making it out. He just bled a lot. David.
Did it need stitches?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then I don't want to see it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to see it. That'll gross me out.
I do want to see it.
Yo, let me show you this. Why are you being so slow?
I'm rubbing off on it.
Okay.
I'm always real weak when it comes to that. I told you
for
how.
Real?
Yeah, because it's like me and my buddy Chris, like I grew up skateboarding, right?
Yeah.
But that fucking psychopath used to like to watch the show Scarred.
Oh, I hated that show.
Me fucking too. He would watch the show Scarred and then like be pumped up to go skate.
What the fuck?
And I was all, dude, I kind of never want to skate again.
I don't think this will be too bad. It's in black and white, so you can't see too much. It's just that little gap.
Oh! That was too much.
I'm sorry.
You saw the fat.
Yeah.
That's fucking gross.
So,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't know it would be that bad for you. All right,
but this is the dude. This is the dude. All right.
I apologize.
Big redhead, boisterous personality. He tells you stories that you literally say, you're a fucking liar. And then he backs them up. And he backs them up with full fucking proof. Like, one story, I'm digressing, I'll get back, I promise. But
no, you're fine.
One story.
Get off my chair.
He told us, like, he would play rugby with a bunch of men, he went to a boarding school, a private Catholic boarding school called St. Albert's, or something like that. And he would play rugby in a kilt, and he played bagpipes, and he was a professional juggler for a while. One time, him and his buddies. One time, him and his fucking buddies went underground under a sewer, okay? Popped out under another fucking house where there's a birthday party, and they juggled for them. What the fuck? I said, bullshit, David. You're a fucking liar, right? I swear to God, did this guy not take me down to that fucking house? And they tell me this was the most random birthday party I have ever experienced because these guys popped out of a sewer and started juggling. And I was like, you real? You for real about this? Like, oh my God. This dude has story. I love him. So, anyways, him and I are walking back. And we're praying a rosary, and we're going back to the house. The house where the girls are going to stay. We're grabbing our stuff so we can come back. We get in there, and the very first thing we do, we open the door, it fucking slams on us. And I was like, whoa.
Like before you even come in?
No, like I opened the door, and someone slammed it back on me. My hand is still on the fucking door handle, and someone slammed it back on me. And so I, you know, peek, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I look at David, and I was like, did you see that? He's like, yeah, I saw that. I'm like, all right, are we going to go in? He's like, yeah, let's go in. I was like, okay. So I try it again, and it's just like a little resistance, but there's a resistance. Okay, whatever. We go in. It smells like fucking sulfur, like nobody's business. And that same malevolent feeling that I've had before of don't go in is there, right? So anyways, going back to what I was saying, like the fight or flight, like I wanted to run, but like, my mentality is fight to get away, right? Like, if you can overpower, if you can do something to stall your enemy or whatever, you can get away fine, or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So, the girls are staying in this room. We have a fucking beautiful relationship with our team. We're like, we can't let the girls stay in here like this, right? So let's go make sure nothing's in here, right? But you feel that cold again. Now we smell sulfur. I didn't smell sulfur before with the one in the bedroom. But you smell this just repugnant fucking sulfur. And you're walking down the hallway and you just got this like, it feels like a fog almost, like the smoke right now, and it's pushing you. But you don't see it. You just feel it, right? But you feel it like literally all around you. It's not like a...
like a pressure.
Yeah, it's like a pressure, like a pressure. But it's like a fog too. I can't even explain it. So we're walking down the hallway, and you hear this little laugh. Just a little laugh. But it's not like a creepy laugh. It's just like a normal laugh. So I call, I say, hey, anybody in here? Nothing. And I was like, hey, stop fucking around. Who's in here? Nothing. I was like, all right, David, like something's really fucking going on in here, man. And I was like, we got to get out of here. He's like, but we can't let anybody else come in here, dude. Like, we need to do something. So it was like, all right, we will go through every fucking room praying the rosary. And in the power of Christ, and I know everybody, you know, clowns on it because it's in the movie. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you, you know. But when you know nothing else and you have nothing but fear, you will attach yourself to whatever you know. So I knew the power of my prayer. I knew the strength that I had. So I said, fuck it. Let's do it. Let's go into these fucking rooms. So we go in, and I'm just fucking praying. He's praying the rosary. And now I'm just praying whatever comes to my mind. Like, I, like, get the fuck out of here in the name of Christ. Be gone. In the, but it's not going right, right? It's like doors are slamming down the hallway. And it's a big fucking hallway, right? Doors are slamming down the hallway now. And I'm like, I can't explain that pressure because the pressure is just there, right? I just fucking remember it.
Did you feel like you were being suffocated almost? Like,
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like every sense that you have wants you to leave, right? So the sense of touch is telling you to leave. That fucking smell is telling you to leave. Even the taste in your mouth is telling you to leave. Like everything that your senses can sense, they're saying danger. Like get out. Get the fuck out, right? And we just keep praying. Like, I just kept my mind focused on the prayer because I was petrified. I was terrified. And everybody always, like, when I told the story, like, you're so brave. No. I was fucking...
I wanted to pee my pants.
You're
there.
Yeah.
You had to be...
Yeah. Exactly. And
at that age, I would have been praying, too.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, super into the Bible whenever I was, like...
Well, if
17, 18. Like, I was like, oh, yeah. Fucking, I know that all of this shit, like, exists.
Right?
I know that, like, there's something there. And that
right?
was the only thing I knew. Because whenever I was in high school, like, my AP English teacher taught us about the Bible. And then they had, like, extracurricular, like, Bible studies. So I, like... That's literally all I knew.
Uh-huh.
So every time I got scared, that's literally all I did too.
Because
just
what's
like
it's what you turn to, right? You know, like, and so, like when I was in net, it actually opened my eyes to so much more than my own faith, right? My own religion. I started studying metaphysics. I started studying world religions.
Mm-hmm.
I started just like having like in depth conversations with people, like the sick people, the religion, the S-I-K-H, you know.
Yeah.
Like
that little temple off of McCarran.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, I just had the most beautiful conversations about what religion should be, what faith should be, right? We all have the same general principle, right? Everybody does. Be kind to one another, treat others how you want to be treated. Fairly, right? To a point, right? But the kindness they showed me is what I remember. Right? It's not about the faith. It was the kindness they showed me. And the fucking... The dedication to something other than themselves. Right? Because as humans, we will always be for ourselves. Because we are who we are. Like that, I am who I am. The fucking Plato said or whatever said that shit.
And you're also super... I don't know. Whenever it comes to missionaries, most people are like... There's a certain agenda that they're trying
yes,
to achieve.
Yes, absolutely. And I don't...
Yeah.
That was one of my my qualms with what we were doing was the agenda behind it. Because my agenda was be kind and help others. That was my agenda, right? But there were other agendas there, right? There definitely were. And that's in everything. That's in fucking literally any fucking organization ever. But it just sucked to see. But like, I think that's why I connected to so many people on a more real level, because I was real. I told them I did drugs. I told them I had sex. I told them I did this and that, and I got tattoos, and I fucked up, and I've almost died, and da-da-da-da-da, right? And when they see that, I'm like, you're a fucking missionary? You believe in God? You believe in something other than yourself? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know,
that's the feeling. It's like just having somebody to relate to, because, you know, you ain't going to relate to this cookie-cutter motherfucker who can't relate to you.
Uh-huh. Oh,
you know
literally.
I mean?
It's like, what is it called? Colonization almost.
Yeah,
it's like
you're
trying to change these people to
uh-huh.
like believe in something that you believe in instead of like actually listening to them and like trying to connect with them. You're like, well, I have a certain agenda and I was sent here for this reason, for this mission, and this is my only job, and it's almost like fucking network marketing in a way.
Yeah.
Honestly,
for sure,
it's just fucked up because like all these people like sit there and like spout all these different things that they learned from their elders, and they're only doing it because what else do they know? And it's
right.
Like, people like Chris, it's like one of those things where like you come up in a family where you're around gang shit, you're around all this fucking shit that like could potentially hurt you, and you're like in a survival mind state, you're believing in God because you know there's something out there and you feel it. And then there's other people that are like indoctrinated into this shit,
and they're just like,
I'm just gonna spread what I already heard my whole entire life. I never went through any shit.
Because I'm not religious, but I don't try to shit on nobody. But I've always said that I do believe, you know, religion, for you know, is geographical. You know, like if you grew up in North America, you're gonna be a fucking Christian.
Yeah.
You grew up in the Middle East, you're gonna be a fucking Muslim.
Yeah.
It's like, and there's so much more to religions. There's like thousands of gods. You know, it's,
and that's why, like when I was on that, like I said, it just opened my eyes to like so much more, right? Because in a sense, I was young. I was dumb. I was naive, right? You can't deny we were all young, dumb, and naive at one point.
Still, for real.
Say that again. Now I'm dumb, young, naive, depressed, and fucking anxious. So we're just adding them on, baby.
That's called growing up.
Yep.
In America, at least. You're always stuck in this fucking mindset where you need to, like, make money to get to this certain point. You have to have like perfect family. You have to
They won't let me be Canadian. So.
Me neither, because of the fucking DUI. It's fucked up.
That's funny shit.
I'd be a good Canadian, man.
Yeah, so we can't be fucking Canadian natives.
What?
We can't be actual people like living in Canada. We can't have citizenship because of our DUI. We can only visit.
For real?
Yeah.
It's alright. My family got here illegally. We can get into Canada. That ain't no trip.
Are you Mexican?
Ain't no trip.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was like, if he's native, he might have some roots in Canada. Maybe he could still get it.
Right? I just say I'm native, baby.
Right.
I just say I'm native.
I got confused for native all my life. So, yeah. Anyways, back to the story. We're praying, we're going through the house, there's the pressure, doors are slamming. It's like your typical fucking scary movie, right? But we're living it. And that's kind of like the thought that kind of came to my mind, other than pissing myself, was like the surreal feeling of it, you know, like almost outside looking in, like, whoa, this is some freaky shit, this is some real shit, and you're experiencing it. So anyways, I'm spouting off my prayers like no motherfucking business. I don't even want to call them prayers. You can call them fucking incantations if you want. You can call them words of power. You can just say, but words have power. You can't deny that. So I'm fucking sitting there just spouting off anything I can, right? And, I have holy water too. I have a bottle of holy water too. So we're fucking spraying it down. We're sprinkling it down. We go through every single hallway. We push down every door we can to try to. And finally, we get back to the very front door, and there's that same fucking figure, that same shadow. And I know it's the fucking same. Like, you just know. You can't explain it. You just know, right? It's the same fucking thing just standing there. I see it. My buddy sees it. And we just start praying. Because, like, the fear was unimaginable. Like, every hair, every little fucking orifice was just wanting to be gone, right? But we keep praying, and I think it was like you're stuck in autopilot. You were already doing something, you just gotta keep doing it to get out. Like, you know, it's fucking crazy.
What the fuck is that sound?
Probably somebody go upstairs.
Right. I heard it too.
Because you're like, I'm getting spooked.
Yeah. I know. I'm getting goosebumps over here to myself, man. I'm literally like, I was shaking. I'm literally fucking shaking.
I know, you look like a chicken breast.
Oh, my God. Oh, shoot.
Man. So, what even happened after that? Like, you saw this figure.
We prayed. I closed my eyes. Thank you. And we just kept praying. And then all of a sudden, again, just gone. Like it was never even there. you're calm, you're cool, you're collected. And I was like, I've felt this feeling before. I've seen this before. I know this is real now. I know it's real. I fucking cannot deny it. I just fucking can't. I just can't. I want to deny it, but I fucking can't.
Do you think it's like one of those things, like, you remember Stephen King's It? You're not, if you're not scared of the thing, it goes away type of thing?
It could be. It could be. Because, like, I mean, it's fear that I'm feeling. Maybe. You know, maybe it's fear that it wants. I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know. Because I've had a couple paranormal activities, but that shit that you just described would never happen to me in a million years because I would never, ever, ever put myself in that situation.
Exactly.
You're talking about those. I would get those feelings and I would listen to them. I would be gone a long time ago. And I'm not religious. I don't believe in any specific God. I've had some paranormal activity. I'm like, I see what I believe, you know?
Yeah.
And I believe what you tell me.
Yeah.
You know, and even if it's, like, not a religion, I personally believe it. That's what you believe in. Something happened to you, and you were rationalizing in what you believe.
Exactly. I rationalize in what I believe. Exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. And that's what I think people lose, right? Because, and that's what I don't want people to think, like, oh, well, you're Catholic, so you obviously
That's all bullshit, because I believe in this. We're like, exactly. Well, no, it's like, but I believe that happened to you. I don't believe any of us can explain it.
Yeah.
I believe that happened to
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Fuck any religion at
right,
that time.
You, as a Christian missionary, you're like, this is what I know. Yeah. This is how I'm fucking reacting to
it. Yep. Absolutely. And that's what I think, like, even when we talk about vibrations, right, or senses or auras or whatever, like
intuition,
like it comes from something, right?
Absolutely.
That comes from
it?
Something. We don't just fucking make up this shit, right? So that's why, like, it could have been whatever. Don't classify it as a Christian entity is
right.
my point,
right?
Right. You know, like, because it wasn't.
It was an
fear.
Unexplained phenomenon.
Yeah.
First of all.
Absolutely.
You take religion aside of it, like, something happened to you, dog.
Take religion aside.
You know?
Something freaky fucking happened.
And not only that, whenever you were 10 years old, seeing the fucking God, like, seeing that poster, who was it again?
It was Mother Mary. It was the Mother of Medjugorje, specifically. I remember it.
Yeah, fucking melting into a fucking goo that wraps around your leg and you can't even fucking do anything.
Yeah, and
that happening at 10 years old, then going on a mission trip, like, that's all you fucking know. It's like you went through traumatic religious experience without even trying.
Poster. Yeah, exactly. Without even fucking really trying. I'm like just chilling on my own. I don't have no agenda at 10 years old. I want to play fucking video games. That's my agenda.
Yeah.
Still my agenda.
That's still my agenda to this day. Yep, I agree. I fucking agree. So yeah, that shit was crazy. I had a couple more stories that happened on that show. I have to fucking call them. It's fucking freaky shit, man. I can't remember now.
It's God, okay.
Damn it. It'll come. Keep talking. But yeah, anyways, it was just like the whole year was, I would say, like a very spiritual, I don't want to say tug of war, because that sounds very like classifying again. It was just like a struggle. Like, it was, you had a struggle through it, and then I still feel shit like that. Like, that didn't go away after when I was a missionary. Like, I still to this day will feel fucking like that. Not nearly as intense, right? But I just get like certain feelings in certain rooms, you know, like, yeah, let's not be here, right? Or even like when we went into the fucking Virginia City Haunted Hotel, whatever, right? We got a tour through it. I didn't feel shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, nothing's really here right now. Maybe they can be, maybe they are, but right at this present moment, they're not, right? And, like, I will get that opposite feeling, like I said, in rooms where kids are playing and shit like that. And it's like, this should be a happy place.
Yeah, dude, because if I was a spirit, I wouldn't want to be, you know, put on display.
Yeah.
Yeah, for...
So,
yeah.
Like, I went to last time I was in Vegas, I went to that haunted museum, and it was dope, and you have to sign a waiver, and I've seen all kinds of videos. I was getting myself hype. I'm like, something might happen up in this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, me being me, I kept my mind open, you know? Like, I'm open to any experience. Nothing happened, though. I feel like when you're looking for it, it's not going.
Yeah. If you're, and like, especially if you're chasing it as an attraction, like you said, like, if you believe in fear, and when you're
that went out.
When you're experiencing, when you're experiencing a fear entity, right? Like, you just, I don't know, you can't even wrap your mind around it, right? I don't even know how I'm trying to explain.
And I've always heard, so, like, you know, paranormal shit feeds off energy, you know, and what's the most powerful fucking emotion has got to be, fear. You know, fear and love.
Yeah,
fear
yeah.
and love. So.
Well, they're
so you would expect.
Very closely intertwined. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Whenever you're in love, certain things cause you to feel fearful. And whenever you're fearful, I don't know. The only things that make like,
you
feel better
just,
are things
do you
want to
just
love.
Go watch Star Wars real quick and see the fall of of Anakin? Because, yes,
yeah.
That's exactly
yeah.
it.
Cause,
yes.
Because when you're in love, you don't fear the same things as when you're not.
Yep.
You know?
He killed mm-hmm. his own wife.
Oh, my
out of
God,
fear.
Man.
Dude, I know. And I was just talking about that with my coworker. I was like,
okay.
Padme was so beautiful. She was basically a pedophile, kind of.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Same
definitely.
Time.
But
different times.
But different,
different
galaxies.
Galaxies.
Different galaxies.
I understand. But the same
it,
fucking
it, it,
time.
It was a long, long time ago. In a galaxy far,
far,
far, far
away.
Away.
He made sure he put that in there before he made Padme fall in love with Anakin.
Listen,
that was the agenda.
Jizzle, I'm about
it.
To write some crazy shit. This
but,
happened way down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's kind of like Game of Thrones, you know? Fucking siblings.
Game of Thrones
fucking,
is
yeah.
wild. Game of Thrones
trying
is
to
wild.
Control the fucking
yeah.
shit. But at the same time, like, Padme, like, she had nothing but good intentions. She wanted the best for
she's
him. And then as soon as he found out that, like, you know what, I don't want to be a part of the fucking Jedi realm because all these Jedis are essentially beating me down every single time I fucking talk to them.
Yeah.
They make me feel like shit. And then he talks to Palpatine,
yeah.
and he's just like,
friend.
Yo, I'm here for you, and I understand you. And then Palpatine has ulterior motives, and he just
smart
fucking
man.
Gets into his
smart
head.
Man.
And that's the whole thing, is, like, whenever you believe in something and you grow up in it, like fucking Anakin did, trying to grow up and be a Jedi,
yep.
everybody's beating you down, one person actually believes in
yep.
you, and you're just like, you know what,
person.
I'm going to cling to this because I know that this person's here for me,
yep.
until you find out that Palpatine actually has alternative or ulterior motives, and he fucking, like, gets Anakin so far into this mindset, almost like a cult,
yep.
gets him so far into this mindset to where he's just like,
he kills children.
I gotta fucking kill.
He kills children. It was a
yeah.
cult.
Literally.
He fucking killed the kids.
He was Jim Jones of the fucking
yeah,
Star Wars.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
and
for
like,
real.
It, yeah, like, I can go on about Star Wars forever, but
yeah.
I fucking know. Like,
I like how you could start off, you know, any, you know, you could start off on any topic in the world and, you know, at some point, you can bring it back to Star Wars.
Always.
You can.
God.
And not only that, weird side quest, that's why I love The Mandalorian, because he's the
what?
Only good dad figure in the whole entire Star Wars.
Right?
Like, the
yep.
whole entire universe. Like, he's the only one that cared about someone else. Like, literally, even fucking Luke Skywalker's dad is just like, you need to work on this dirt farm for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
that's
right?
your whole destiny.
Oh,
and it's just like, even outside of that,
what?
Palpatine, he was a, what's her name? That girl from...
That character's in every
Ahsoka?
Movie, though.
Which one?
Not Ahsoka. The newest one, the girl that, like,
Rey?
Ended up fine. Yes, Rey.
Hate that bitch.
Yeah, Rey was fucking
bitch.
Palpatine's daughter.
Supposedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I didn't like it.
Allegedly, but I do fucking believe it because, like,
I love
why
Rey.
Else would
so,
she be able to communicate with Kylo?
I love Rey, by the way.
I hate Rey.
I like
Rey
her.
With passion.
I love
but
her.
You know what I love Star Wars did?
I love that movie.
They're gonna change it.
Movie.
You're gonna love, you're gonna hate what I'm gonna say right now. They're gonna change that to Star Wars Legends. So if you know anything about the Star Wars world, Legends is non-canon. Did you? Yes,
yes!
I fucking love it. I'm so happy you watched it because I was going to ask you. I kid
I
you
love
not.
Ahsoka.
I was going to ask you if you watched the Clone Wars. So anyways, they're going to turn the whole trilogy into Star Wars Legends, which is non-canon, but still Star Wars universe. And they're going to bring it back to something else. I don't know exactly what, but that was like the biggest leak. It's leaked, so... Could be fake.
That's interesting.
So, you know, I'm a very dorky person, but Star Wars, I wasn't, you know. I love Star Wars, though, but I'm not fucking Star Wars, you know, diehard geek. So I just kind of love all of it.
Everything.
You
know? And right, that's what I love, too. And that's what I love,
like,
too.
So, like, hardcore fans are like, you like those new movies? I was all... Yeah, I had a good time watching those fucking movies. Yeah.
Well, who gives a fuck what they say?
Those aren't Star Wars. It's fucking bullshit. And I'm all, whoa, man.
Whoa, man. He's all got his
take
fucking
take it easy. I literally just had a fun time
but
going to the fucking
about,
movie, man.
That's what they say about 1, 2, and 3. Like, I personally don't like 1, 2, and 3 that much. Just because, like, 4, 5, and 6 expounded on certain things that
I agree with you.
Like, the fifth movie was my favorite because Yoda was persistent, and he taught Luke how to be open-minded.
Yeah.
He taught him how to, like, overcome fear, and he also taught him how to not judge a person by their appearance. Because Yoda
will whip his fucking ass.
Yeah. Well, no, he acted like a fucking clown, and he was like being all fucking stupid.
Yeah, I fucking
and then
love
he was
that.
Just like, I can't teach this kid because he has no patience, and he doesn't know how to understand. He doesn't know how to communicate with people
right. That
are off their rocker or whatever. And then as soon as Luke realized that, he was just like, fuck, like, that is something that's wrong with me. Like, I didn't know that until you literally told me. And then
right. That
whole entire journey through the fifth movie, he's just, like, learning how to, like, actually become, like, a real genuine human being. And then whenever he goes up to his dad and sees all this shit, it's like, you know, you understand, like, where his heart is. And
mm-hmm.
he's just like, you know what? And, like, that's why I like 4, 5, and 6, because... Darth Vader really dies,
yeah.
And you see that, and he's just like, I regret a lot of shit
yeah.
that I've done,
especially
because
if you
I
watch
see
the Clone
you
Wars.
As my son.
Yeah, if you see the Clone Wars and his moral, like, ambiguity between the stuff he's still choosing there, it's like, and then when you do see it, and when he dies, you really do see that portrayed him in years ago, like, they did it so well to bring it all the way up, even into the future, like the newer movies. And then you still feel that pain in that old movie, but you get to watch it in the future. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like, it's
honestly,
trippy.
Because the Clone Wars were like, he was definitely gray, just like Ahsoka, but he was leaning towards the dark side.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Whenever it came to that whole situation, whenever they were in, like, literal, like, mortal danger, like, he was the only person that was just like, all right, we're going to turn to, like, these dark tactics that I know. And then Ahsoka would fight back. She would be like, no, we need to be, like, better. We need to do something
yeah.
to, like, save certain people. Like, we can't just eradicate all these different people just because, like, we feel like it. And then, like, they would always be in a fucking struggle.
Yeah,
it
always. Because
always
they
like
were...
That.
Exactly. But they were on the same, like, middle line, right? And I love that exactly how you explain it because... They were always like that because they were the same. They were, like, so fucking close. Which is why I love, too, that Dave Filoni and Josh Favreau brought her into the fucking Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
Because, goddammit, you can expound so much on that. And she is such an amazing character.
And that's why I like Grey Jedis more than anything else. Because they understand that there's a balance.
Yeah.
Whenever it comes to,
and
like...
And you know what? And that is, like, the perfect explanation of how I am in my faith, right? Because...
Mm-hmm.
Again, just the way that the world is right now, you say Catholic, it's a very negative connotation right now, right? And so everybody just...
It's been.
Fuck it. It's been.
Yeah.
But even more so in recent
even,
times in Canada and all that.
Even I don't like the way... I don't like the way, like... Yeah, like you're saying, like, the negative connotation just in modern society, just generalized. Like, I know great people, but yeah, that's why I'm like, organized religion currently is... gross as shit.
Yeah.
Well, why
yeah,
do you think Lutheranism, what is it?
Because religion needs to be for yourself.
Yeah, just following Luther, like, that's the whole point of him, like, fucking nailing that whole thing to the church. He was just like...
Just frustrated with all the fucking organization.
I am so fucking tired of this organization.
Right.
I'm tired of people buying their way
into
heaven.
And then I get... Exactly. And I get really, really fucking mad when... religion is brought into politics because it has nothing to do I hate that shit.
Right?
That gets me fired up. And then I feel guilty because that makes me look negatively towards religion.
But this is...
me mad.
I feel that.
It doesn't make you look negative towards religion. It's just, like, a whole group, like, a collective group. There's, like, collective groups that believe in flat earth, right? That's a truth around that whole society.
There's people
that believe in fucking Satanism, really believing that they need to worship Satan. That's a whole entire section.
There are
tree huggers, people that like congregate around that whole entire idea, and that's what gets all fucked up, because people justify their beliefs because other people believe in it.
Right.
And that's the only reason. They have all this evidence that all these other people believe in it, so why shouldn't I? Like, why shouldn't you? And
which
then
is
they
geographical,
push it on
like
you.
I said earlier.
It's geographical. Exactly what I was going to say, because I will still, to this day, I will always call myself Catholic. But, I'm gray. I would call myself gray more than anything. If you were going to put me on a spectrum of light side, dark side of my faith, I am 100% gray. And that's a weird thing to say. You can't say 100% gray. Only a Sith deals in absolutes. So, fuck. I don't know, man.
Like, I don't know. I've been struggling with this my whole life. Like, my grandma told me I was going to burn in hell, man.
Oh, yeah. My grandma said shit like that.
Dude, that was the heart, because I love my grandma more than me.
I was like,
listen, so, you know, if you could be the perfect example, you know, of a saint to your God, right? But if I don't accept him, I'm gonna burn in hell
forever.
And she's all basically, and I was all, then fuck your God, and that was rough for a while.
And see, this is where if I'm gonna argue with somebody in my own faith, okay, this is my argument to them always. They say God is love. Simple. If God, our God that we believe in, is love, how can he make somebody burn for eternity?
Religion started making way more sense to me when I stopped thinking of God as a separate entity and started thinking of God as yourself. You are a celestial being. And all these stories and all these principles make way more fucking sense when you start thinking of yourself as that God. You are your own God.
Dude, that's where fucking Star Wars also comes in. Because this girl that I did network marketing with,
nice.
She taught me so much. Because, like, she was in it straight for the money, but she also cared about people that were in her group. So she told me, whenever I was thinking about, like, God and all that stuff, because I was in Amway. That was my cult. I was literally... network marketing, fucking selling shit.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a legitimate fucking cult. But, like...
That's creepy. Because there's so many of them.
It's horrible.
There's so many of them. That's wild.
Yeah, so, like,
God, that baffles my mind. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
It's okay. So we were, like, walking around Virginia Lake, and I was talking to her, and I was, like, thinking about God and stuff, and she was like, the one thing that I believe in is that God is... energy. Like, and then she related it to Star Wars. She was just like, she was like, if you think about the shit that's going on in Star Wars, there's a central force.
Oh, fuck, you're blowing my mind even more right now. I never thought about it that way.
But listen,
separate topic we brought back to Star Wars.
Yeah, you're right.
Honestly,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's important. That's why I have a tattoo. So, like, honestly, like, whenever it comes to, like, energy and stuff, she told me that whenever she starts thinking about God and everything like that, she doesn't think about it as a controlling force. She sees it as energy that's in every single being, every single plant, every single thing that's on this earth, and you have to feel that energy, and you have to, like, understand where the energy has come from, and that's where the conversation comes in, because humans have the ability to understand one another if they try. And that's where you pick up on other people's energy, and that's where you, like, see different energy. And she was just like, the way I see religion is that it's very focused on streamlining one thought and, like, making you think that you need to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever you think about what brings the world to where it is, energy is what brought the world to existence.
Exactly.
And
yes,
the cosmos,
I love that description.
All of the cosmos, like, is unpredictable, and
mm-hmm.
so is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she also told me. She was like, there's a lot of different things that are going to happen in your life, and you won't understand it because energy is very unpredictable. You don't know how it works because no human has ever really fucking focused on it that much where they understand why energy is here, why whenever you die, your energy still exists.
That's why I believe in life after
and
death, right,
like,
there. Literally right there. It may not be the life that we interpret, but that right there, energy never dies. Never.
Yeah, and that's what she told me too. She was like, that's where science comes in also.
Yep.
Like, energy is not... It's something that you cannot create or destroy. It's just fucking there.
It's just
and,
there.
Like, whenever you die, you become a different, like, a different source
yeah,
of energy.
Exactly.
Like, you become fucking, like, a different source of energy for different beings that you may have considered lower than you, but even worms, even bugs, they all have energy. And, like, we are all equal on this plane. You have to kind of, like, accept that in order to, like, really be at peace with yourself. And whenever other people have different opinions, you have to understand that different influences in their life cause them to think that way, and it all flows with energy, because energy comes from deep set emotions in humans, because we have the ability to kind of like critically think, you know.
Yeah.
So like whenever you have like the ability to critically think and all these things are being thrown at you, that energy can even, it like fuels your ideals, and it makes you think certain things. And you have to understand that, like, all of this comes from, like, just a circular, like, motion. Like,
yeah, circle of life, baby. Simba knew it. Simba
it's so hard
it.
For me to, like, voice, but, like, I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because
well,
it's like,
all,
there,
all life is one.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it is.
All life is one, and yes, energy can't be created or destroyed. We all came from the same energy. If you believe, you know, how the universe was created by the Big Bang, that is all
energy.
That is all the original form. That is all the energy we came from.
Yeah, energy.
And
exactly.
All life is one. We all came from that.
Everything is. Literally, the galaxy so far away we don't even know is energy.
We
like,
all
it's,
are.
It's fucking baffling.
The same.
The eternity.
Same.
Energy. Eternity
yeah.
is energy. Eternity is energy. Like, that's what it is. Like, there's no... Fuck, man. But that right there, though, is exactly what you're saying. Talking about the energy. Why, like, when you talk about evil spirits, why I believe the same prayers that I believe in and the same prayers that I say are the same... I'm praying to the same thing as a Wiccan. I am praying to that same aspect. The energy. The good... The energy that I'm putting out, right?
That's where world religion comes in.
Exactly. And
exactly.
that's like when my eye, like I said, my eyes were just so much more open to when I actually sat down and have real conversations with relatable people. The grays, if you will. The fuck, bro. The alien grays.
Aliens.
It comes, oh my
It always
fuck.
Comes back to the aliens.
Yeah. But like in the middle line, and like really having that, like we can have the conversation. You're not going to say, fuck you, you're Catholic. And I'm not going to say, fuck you, you're Muslim, or whatever, you know, insert here you want to say.
We're all humans trying to interpret.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So much shit, man. Like in class, I'm learning about 9/11. People are just like, I've read a book ahead from like my class.
Uh-huh.
I know he wants it. Freaking.
Oh, yeah.
9/11 in itself was a crazy ass event. And I don't remember it. Like, I was so young that I don't remember it. But
oh,
the more
funny.
I study it.
I remember.
You do?
I do. I do remember it.
What do you remember?
I remember being in third grade, and I remember watching it on TV, the little TV up in the corner of the room with our teacher. I fucking remember that.
I was in second grade.
Yeah.
I feel like I was maybe too young to really understand the volume of it.
Yeah. Like
the magnitude of it.
I remember going home being scared.
See, I went home and I didn't feel scared.
Yeah, I definitely
I think I was too
scared.
Young to be, like, to understand what was really going on. But
yeah.
I remember it vivid. Like, that, from that point in my life, I don't remember a lot. You know, I'm in
uh-huh.
second grade.
Yeah.
But I remember that time very vividly. I personally, was too young to maybe understand what was going on because I wasn't scared. I didn't know really what was happening. But my grandparents were scared as fuck.
Yeah.
My grandpa, he was drafted in Vietnam. So he was fucking scared.
Oh, no shit.
He was tripping for sure.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, fuck, dude. Yeah. Crazy. So what else are you learning about it?
So I learned that 9/11, I was reading these two books from people that are Pakistanian that wrote about their experience being in America. Yeah, you can have another one. These people living in Pakistan that were here and then the event happened. Uh-huh. And it tells a story from a little bit before, right when it happened, and how they were treated afterwards. And it was almost like as soon as the event happened, immediately the whole entire country changed. Like, the number one thing that my class agrees on is that 9/11 changed the entire world because it changed the flight industry.
Yeah.
It changed how we see people in Pakistan. And then, not only that, in Pakistan, we were allies, but they were also harboring bin Laden. So we were, enemies. So it's just, if you don't believe in America, you're immediately the enemy.
Yeah,
and that's
the same
fucking thing with religion. If you don't believe this number one thing, you're immediately the fucking enemy. And it drives me fucking insane because, no matter what happens, the end of this fucking book called The Reluctant Reluctant Fundamentalist by Hamid. Get away. The Reluctant Fundamentalist. Whatever, you're at the end of the book, the whole entire book is him sitting there talking to an American about his experience, right? And he's sitting there, and no American sits for fucking a whole entire life story unless they have an ulterior motive. Yep. Always.
Yeah,
yeah. Always. Even if, me and you were having a fucking lifelong discussion, your ulterior motive is that you want to understand me and you want to know where I'm coming from and you want to hear okay, do I agree with this person? Do I want to be with this person? Do I really want to talk about this with this person? That's how Americans think. We kind of sit there and question things as the conversation's going on. And for a whole entire novel, an American to sit there and listen to a whole entire novel worth of fucking shit. He took him to multiple restaurants to tell him this story. Very end of the book, the American pulls out a fucking gun.
What?
Yep.
What?
It's almost like no matter what he says, he doesn't believe him because he's the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it fucked me up because I was just like, dude, this guy literally explained how he came to America, tried to be American, tried his hardest to work at this fucking company to make people understand who he was, and then he visited Pakistan and he saw this house that he used to live in and it was broke down, no electricity, all this stuff, and his American mindset, he was just like, this is fucked up. But everybody in Pakistan is like, this is normal. This is how we are. You shouldn't be ashamed of where you come from. And then he comes home, 9/11 happens, he looks at it and he fucking laughs, and it's almost damn.
Wow.
No matter what the fuck happens, we're the fucking enemy. No matter what happens, we're the fucking enemy. So he starts growing out his beard, he starts going to work, and because his beard is grown out, he gets fired.
No shit, yeah.
Literally. The only reason he got fired is because he was scaring people with his appearance. And then that's when he realizes, you know what? I'm Pakistani. I need to realize that this is who I am. And even though I was bred from Princeton, and I was bred from this company that, made me feel like I was accepted, no matter what I do, I'm the enemy. No matter what I do, because of who I come from. From where I come from. And that's where the geographical shit comes in.
Yeah, I was just
because
gonna say
he's
back
just,
to geographical, yeah.
Yeah, because he was just literally, he moved to America to try and be American no matter what he did. didn't matter because he was Pakistani. And then,
which is what's beautiful about America, but what is so lost, right?
Yeah, it's fucked up, and it really relates to everything that we're talking about: geographical, religion, everything. Like
energy.
Yeah, literally energy. Because you're sitting there talking about, I know you want to say something, but I'm almost done. Like, it's just one of those things where, like, the energy is there. You're trying to tell somebody a certain story, and the other person is just like, you are the enemy, and I'm sitting here waiting for you to finish your story so I can get all the evidence I can, so I can shoot you and tell the America, tell the people that I'm working for that you were the enemy because you're Pakistani.
Yeah.
We need to invest in education.
Yes. I couldn't agree more. You know what?
I think that's a beautiful thing about COVID right now, though. Is like, so I don't, my son's not old enough to be in school yet. But,
he's 3, right?
He's 4.
Oh.
Yeah, he's 4. We just got him in karate, though. He's a fucking, oh, he's kicking ass.
When's his birthday?
August 12th.
Okay.
Yeah. Sweet delay. He just turned 4.
Yeah, he's just, yeah. Exactly. I'm so, oh God, I can't wait.
I'm like, when I met him, he was 3.
Yeah. Like. Yeah, so he, oh, anyways, what the fuck was I saying? God damn it. I lost that train of thought. It departed.
We were talking about Pakistani shit, and then talking about, like,
investing in education, and you said the beautiful part of COVID.
Is, yes. Like, so, like I said, my son's not old enough to be in school, but a lot of my family members have kids in, you know, in elementary school and everything. And, you know, that's the normal thing. That's what we do. We send our kid to school, and typically, we don't ever, ever question the curriculum, because that's what we do. We just send our kid to school, right? So, anyways.
Yeah.
COVID happened. Everybody's homeschooling now, but from the curriculum that is taught at school, and parents are seeing and like, hold on a second. One is either there is an agenda behind it, or two, this is bullshit. Like, what are you teaching our kids? Like, this isn't either the right way, if there is a right way, but like, my uncle even said, my kid finished the entire semester of work in 3 weeks, because he sat down and studied how we wanted him to study, how he is good at studying. He's like, I'm not sending him back to public school. I'm not sending him to private school. We will continue doing what we're doing because he is learning so much more. And a lot of people, even my little sister, said, it's like, I don't want to go to school anymore. And we were like, why? She's like, I can't learn that way. They teach it, like, I just can't learn that way. And it's like, whoa, okay, we're seeing a whole new aspect of learning, if you will, and kind of opening our eyes up to what's really being taught to our kids, you know? Because there is an agenda behind it. There 100%. Really is.
100%.
That's why I get pissed about...
I was I don't feel like I'm stupid, but I wasn't a good student, you know?
Dude.
And then other things, like, you don't even learn that they don't teach you. I told you, I didn't even know that that Tulsa Massacre shit I told you about.
The Tulsa Massacre, yes. I'd never heard about it.
I never heard about that shit until I watched the fucking Watchmen on HBO. And I was all, what the fuck?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is real.
Yep.
So why fucking re-explain it for me? Because I remember you talking about it, but I was also, like... whole bottle of mead
Like Tulsa, Oklahoma, back in the day, it was the Black Wall Street, and the KKK basically burnt the shit to the fucking ground.
That's it.
Yeah, killed so many people.
It's like one of the ugliest things that's happened in American history, and not a fucking word.
It's exactly like the Tiananmen Massacre in China. If you talk about the Tiananmen Massacre in China, you will be arrested.
Or even this fucking year. Yeah.
Why?
Because the government literally killed their people. That's why, like, when I was talking about with these Chinese guys, and they said, down with CCP, we wore Tiananmen Massacre pins.
Yeah.
Because you cannot mention the Tiananmen Massacre in China, or you will be arrested. Like, that's how fucking... Yeah, I mean, just fucking crazy.
Dude, that's the whole reason, literally the only reason I'm going into education, because I'm sick of these kids learning from these people that want to follow the curriculum, that want to just, like, do what the fucking American government says, because when you're a teacher, the law literally says you can teach whatever the fuck you want in your class as long as you follow the curriculum as well.
Yeah,
I'm going to fucking follow the curriculum and tell them the factual shit that's happening, because I'm sick of people sitting here thinking that, like, we didn't do anything wrong. We fucking did. And right. so did other countries.
Now, there's way too much patriotism for the shit we did.
Right.
Take a step back, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's even, like, thinking about,
it's
like...
It's cool to, you know, love where you're at, work towards it, but don't forget, like, this shit is ugly.
So I got...
Especially Native American shit. That's that's
God.
The main shit I've been learning about for the last couple weeks. Like,
so
I am so... There is
so
a fucking... I don't remember what the Indian boarding school is out here, but in
all that shit that happened in Canada, never knew about that.
Yeah.
Just learning about that, those fucking, oh man, that's,
yeah.
that's
what
that's,
happened in Canada?
What were they?
The Catholic boarding schools.
Yeah,
hundreds of bodies buried underneath them.
And that happened out here too.
Really? Out here?
Yeah, literally out here. Like, there's
I don't remember
what the school's called. But out here, there's a fucking Indian school, and they uncovered fucking, like, hundreds of unmarked graves.
Yeah,
because these people are, like, forced to fucking clean, do all this shit around the school.
Like, where here? Reno?
It might be up in, Gardnerville. Because
that's
where a
so
lot of Indian
close.
Shit is.
I told you, fuck Gardnerville.
Really?
I don't know if it's
they
really
still
there,
ring
but,
those
like...
bells.
Really?
They yeah.
still ring those bells. Fuck Gardnerville.
What does bells stand for again?
The Sundown Laws.
Yeah.
Really?
That's right.
So, yeah, have you ever been to that town up in California near, I think it's El Dorado?
That's
and they used, up until like 3 years ago, they had a dead man hanging up there. Not a real dead man, but it's because they used to hang black men over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they had a mannequin hung because it was like the tradition of the town. This is in California.
Wow.
And they still had it up like 10 years ago.
It's disgusting,
and I was like,
dude.
But it was, like, so just in, like...
Bro, so I lived in Texas for a year, and that was my real first, like, brush with, like, true racism, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was in Waco, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I've been there.
Dude, it was immediate. As soon as I got there, the Jiffy Lube there, or whatever the fuck it is,
yeah.
It's called Quick Car Lube with three fucking kids.
Yes, yes. Yes.
I couldn't believe it. I'm all, get me the fuck out of here, man.
And then they try to pretend like, oh, no. It's just like come and go.
Yeah,
you know?
Fuck
yeah, out
of
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
can't
come
convince
on.
Me. Fuck out
come
of here.
Come on. Yeah. Fuck that. No way.
What happened?
Racism in the South?
Racism.
Oh,
yeah. But see, like, that's why I think I, like, when I went on net, the whole reason I went because I wanted.
What does NET stand for?
National Evangelization Team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was convinced that you meant meth.
Yeah. No. It was an X.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't imagine you ever.
Dude,
doing
I've
meth.
Never done meth ever in
I
my
know.
Life, and I've never wanted to. So I'm clarifying now.
Me too. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've never done meth.
I've done ecstasy.
On purpose.
On purpose.
I've done ecstasy, and I know that's a derivative of meth, but at the same time...
I've gotten questionable ecstasy that I don't know what it was, and it didn't feel like ecstasy, so...
Well, I masturbated for a whole hour when I was on ecstasy.
Good
so it's just
Lord!
Like, dude,
the
that
whole
was 16.
Hour?
Yeah, it was
jeez.
Like...
Fuck!
I didn't know what was happening. I was just like...
But yeah, your mind
myself.
Probably... Yeah, but your mind just wasn't comprehending time. It was just going. It was just doing what it wanted to do.
Yeah, I checked the time afterwards, and I was just like, whoa. Like...
A whole hour. Oh, that's wild. That's wild.
I was wired.
That's
I was really wired.
Oh, you know what? Even... Oh, fuck. So, not paranormal, but, like, I smoked, spice.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I'm convinced I died. But anyways, like, we were
isn't
listening.
Isn't that fake weed?
It's fake weed. It's synthetic
okay.
weed that has killed quite a few people because it's dangerous.
I've never
it's
tried
very
it.
Very dangerous.
It's really fucking lame.
Yeah. No, it's, oh, it's fucking dangerous. It's but
bad.
We were smoking, and I fucking fell back. I remember listening to SPM.
What's
and, SPM? South Park Mexican. It's a rapper or a hip-hop artist, whatever you want to call him. Anyways, we're listening to the song, and I just kept hearing it on repeat, and repeat, and repeat. And then I saw these memories of me when I was in about, I would say, when I was seven. So that's a long time ago.
So that's a minute ago. Yeah, that's a little while.
So I was like 7, right? And my cousin pumped this pump action BB gun, shot it. It bounced off of my door handle and hit my stomach, and it embedded itself in me. But I replayed that. I wasn't even a replay. I was there again. And I was doing it over and over and over, but it was terrifying. I was stuck in this loop, like, and I comprehended eternity, what you can't comprehend, and I was stuck in it, and I was terrified. And it was just gone.
Purgatory.
Yes, it was like purgatory. Oh my God, it was terrifying. It was so scary. And then I came up, and I was downstairs in a basement, and me and my buddies were all hiding from something, I don't know what, and I came out of it, and they're like, Chris, are you good, man? Like, you, like, didn't move for a while, and I'm like, well, what the fuck is happening, guys?
Like you were on DMT.
Fuck? Yeah.
What'd you learn?
Oh, my God. No, I think I really went into a drug-induced psychosis for a while after that. Like, I couldn't comprehend what was real and what wasn't.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of wanted to kill myself, but not in a very, like, not in a negative way at all, but I just couldn't comprehend where I was and what was and what is. Like, it was very weird, trippy.
It's kind of like
DMT.
It's almost like fucking schizophrenia. Like,
yeah.
You don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it was, it was trippy. It was very trippy.
I've never...
So, I stopped smoking weed and everything after that for a long fucking time because that scared the shit out of me.
Talk about being scared straight, you know. I used to be straight edge when I was young.
Mm.
So, like, I just grew up in the scene, you know. Those were my friends, like, when I moved here from California. It is what it is. But one of my buddies, you know, he wasn't straight edge, but he hung out with us all the time. But he loved smoking weed. And then when he couldn't get weed, he'd get the spice, you know.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, we had a bad experience.
Oh,
and,
shit.
Like, holy shit. Like, he was possessed by a fucking demon.
Yes!
So
he was like... He was, like, more than stoned, you know? Like, nodding off, you know? Like, we're like, okay, he's done, whatever. We always get pissed when you get like that, you know? Because we're all sober. We're trying to hang out. And he's just zombie. But, dude, and then he just shot up. And he's like, oh! You know, like,
fuck.
Bro, what the fuck? It was the wild,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my
like,
God, that's
it
terrifying.
Scared me so much. And I was already straight edge.
Yeah, you're definitely
like,
straight edge after
I,
that
I,
for a
I felt away
yeah,
after
damn.
That, dude. Holy shit.
For real, that
so
would
every,
be
that was like my first time seeing somebody on spice, and he like practically was possessed by a demon. So I'm like,
yeah.
they sold you this at the store?
At the gas station. I bought that shit at the
gas
station. Yes,
it's
same place you get the fucking what's it called? Horny pills.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
So annoying.
Oh, just
like,
a little. That's actually funny too. What was it, like, a couple years ago, like, Major League Baseball players were failing their fucking drug test because they were taking gas station fuck pills.
No way!
There's something in those, but those are too strong to be over the counter if MLB
Dude.
Players are failing drug tests.
I don't fucking understand those. Like, me and Megan went to the fucking gas station, we were looking at them, and I was like, have you ever taken one of those? And she's just like... No.
I always wanted to. Just for once, I just like, what does this really do?
But at the same time, like, I
fucking
don't know.
Checking off for an hour, too.
Listen.
Checking off for an hour with this pill.
I ain't eating sushi from a gas station, and I'm not taking a sex pill from a gas station.
Oh, God.
No,
yeah,
the only thing I take from a gas station is alcohol, orange juice, or vape. Like, literally, that's... Top Ramen. I'll get
love
that.
It.
I'll take a Slim Jim.
Yeah, right.
Okay, Slim Jims are awesome. Funyuns. Okay, there's a lot of stuff
ooh,
we'll get
I
from a gas station, but not sex pills. I'm fucking scared of those.
I'm not taking a fuck pill from a gas station.
Yeah.
And not only that...
Yeah.
I was saying, no, never.
I just don't want to, like, get to that point in a relationship where you need to have fuck pills either. Because I'm just like, dude...
I would
why?
If it was, like... A drug, like you know, like the let's fucking go. I would do it all the fucking time.
You're fucking too sexual for any person.
Yeah, I really think so. I really fucking think so. I am. It's fuck. Yeah.
Holy fuck. Yeah. This is the end of the show. We are done now. Thank thank you guys for listening, and please make sure to go ahead and share and follow my Spotify page, and please, please, if you or anyone that you know has an experience that you want to talk about on the show, please feel free to email me at nicolely883@gmail.com. That's nicolely883@gmail.com. Fucking love you guys.